Element, yo, watch that. Because that was like the, for me, that was like one of the more cooler action films that had to do with like flying vehicles and stuff. You know, like I love Star Wars and all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a Star Trek guy. I like Star Wars. Shout out to all you Star Trek fans. I know that you guys, you know, y'all battle with Star Wars and right now. But yeah, like Fifth Element. Yo, the way that those, because I love, like back then when I was a kid, I love art, you know what I'm saying? I really loved art. I really loved drawing, you know what I mean? Playing with Lego, building cities, like all that kind of style, you know what I mean? So seeing the Fifth Element, I was like, man, this is ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time.
This is ahead of its time, man. And, you know, Chris Tucker's in that. Yo. What is a man wearing, you know? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's where we at. That's where we getting, right?
Definitely somewhere else out here, right?
I mean, didn't this year China try to also
make its own
fake sun?
Yeah.
And it exploded?
Then they had the CERN, you know, trying to open portals and stuff, right?
I mean, that's been going on for a little bit, but I mean, the sun, people is crazy out here, man.
Man's just trying to.
Well, tell me what other country was doing that.
I said that's been going on for a little bit. CERN? Like, tell me what country's been doing that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's been going on for a little bit.
Yeah, CERN has.
Yeah, now I'm not saying like this year. That's why I asked you, like, this year, wasn't that the man-made sun?
No, I think that was last year.
Was it? Okay.
If you want to get technical with all that.
Well, that's what I was asking you. No. I was asking you a question. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just interesting how, man, people try to make suns, and it's funny. It's just funny, right? But it's just interesting, like, the way that the future is coming. It's crazy, right? It's
coming fast, too, right?
Very fast. Very fast. And I know I'm sure a lot of people are worried. I mean, in the whole Neuralink thing, right? The chips in the brain. I mean, hey. Seen that too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Seen that too, right? They live. Shout out to Rowdy Piper.
Yes, yeah. Brother.
Y'all gotta, that's Hogan, man.
I know, but they were friends.
Yeah, okay. Yes, brother. Macho. Macho.
Ooh, yeah. Macho Man Randy.
Yo, I love it, man.
Rest
we wild out here, baby.
Rest
Yo, that was a good impression, cause that's Macho Man Elizabeth. Yeah. Will you marry me? Woo! We having a good time over here. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz, baby. You know?
Good old boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Meaning no harm.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. And that's why I like Westside, man, because he be really putting that in his skits and all of that, man.
No.
He be doing that. You know what I mean? Like, apparently he's trying to have a slash Art Basel. He's going to do Art Basel with wrestling, man. Like, yo, I'm telling you, bro. Man's just making paper, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Like, but yo, wrestling is so entertaining. That's the point, man. It's so entertaining. Like, these characters, man. Mm-hmm. These characters. Ooh, yeah.
like in the documentary last night, man. Like, you know, somebody's always going to come for you when you're at top, right? So Ted Turner, remember? WCW?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And all those guys started going over there and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Right? Eric Bischoff. He run that WCW.
So you got to give it to Vince, man. He kept it, you know what I mean? He kept it together, man.
Maybe Vince pulled some bad things because WCW was killing him.
Oh, man. WCW was hot.
Yo, I even wore the shirt. I wore NWO shirt to the club back then.
Oh,
black and white, baby.
Dude,
in the club, you know, bros understood that thing. We were doing the handshake and everything, man. You were cool with that NWO stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
It was tight.
Oh, yeah, man. Sting, Hogan, Nash. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. been this. And then you had the other side, the one with the red.
The Wolf Pack.
Yeah, those guys, man.
The Wolf Pack.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Like, you know, wrestling and just how entertaining it is, you know? Like, oh, man. Especially with the games, because I was a big games guy, you know? So I love playing the WCW games, WrestleManias, all that, man. SmackDown. But shout out to all the PS Station players.
That's where those guys really started coming in with the merchandising and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
With characters and stuff like that.
Right? You, like, man, the marketing strategy behind that whole movement, crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. Like, that was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, all the colors. And then, you know, and then you... Then you realize you're like, oh, what they stand for, that's another subliminal thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right? And people, you know, people who know, right? And it's very, very strategic, man. So strategic. But I gotta give it to you, Digi, man. That's probably one of the best Macho Man impressions I done ever heard, man. Like, that, like...
Yeah, I remember we were in
brother.
We did a skit in elementary school, like grade 6, and I think I got to be Macho Man because everybody was fighting to be Hogan, right? So I believe I played the part in the past. So, Macho Man fan.
Just to give a brief on that, eh?
Yeah, you know. So what do y'all think about man, what's going on with I was actually, so I mean, you know, did you follow basketball, right? Do you follow basketball?
Not as much, no.
Yeah. I was building with the young guy, King Wise, you know, shout out to King Wise, right? And he's a basketball trainer, you know what I'm saying? He trains kids, right? And like, you know, young men that are in high school and stuff like that, right? Yep. So, but he was talking to me about how much the game has changed, and in the sense of, you know, the fouls, like getting called for like a tap on your hand now is a, like a foul, and like how guys are like taking dives off. I mean, the dives is old, right? But like the they brought in a new rule about tapping the hand, and it's interesting because he was saying it's like basketball, you know, 20 to 30 years ago, even in this period, like, it was so much like it was an all-around game, right? And really getting the ball to the post, you know what I'm saying? Like getting it inside, right? You know, not everybody was a three-point shooter, right? Now, you know, really, and how I saw it was kind of like the Curry, you know what I'm saying? Like how you got seven-footers that are shooting threes. You know what I'm saying? Joel Embiid. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, and now that's like everybody stand. He's like, I noticed is that everybody is standing like four positions are on the outside. Mm-hmm. And there's only one in the end, right? And so how soft it's gotten, you know what I mean? And he's like, I watch these youths, right? And they're very dramatic. But, you know, children are children, right? But like in the sense of,
they wouldn't make it back in the day, bro.
They're very soft now.
They wouldn't make it back in the day, bro.
It's very soft, the game.
Like when you see Jordan and stuff, they were doing that stuff like getting whacked and...
Oh,
they
man. Were like they were elbows fighting. And,
you
like,
know what I mean? Like these guys wouldn't survive, bro.
And look, we're not saying that that's... Well, you know, yeah. We're not saying that, you know, that the you are weak or anything
it's
like that.
It's just how much the game's changed.
It's just how the game has changed. And like, it just seems so... Yeah, it's really taking, how I honestly see it, it's taking kind of manhood.
Brother, that's another example of our children following people they shouldn't follow. I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you that LeBron James is not a good basketball player. He's a huge man. He's very hard to guard because he's more like a football player on the basketball court. But, mm-hmm. I mean, for being as great as he is in basketball, the way he plays, he's one of the biggest floppers there is. It's like, how could that big man fall down and things like that? He's so fraught. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like how he plays. He's not hard. If you go to the gym and play basketball, I'm not trying to say that I've been to the gym to play basketball lately, but I've seen it. My son plays. The kids play like they see today.
Yeah.
I think if I went on the court to play against these kids today, that, I mean, even back in the day, I was a little bit physical, I would be one to, you know, brawl on the court. I've been known to have a little scrap on the court, but I think it would just come down to blows because these dudes would just be calling fouls for everything.
Yeah.
Or just not passing and taking that stupid three-point shot. There's no analytics in the gym when we're playing a pickup game, you know what I mean? But we understand why they take the shot. It just makes more sense as far as numbers go. But, you know, the game itself, it can't be fun watching somebody just heave up a shot every 3 seconds, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not like, it's definitely not the basketball I remember. And
I don't watch it anymore, actually.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you know, basketball, football, it's kind of turning me off, man, with all these calls, man, these mystery calls and stuff, right?
Mystery. Spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky.
What gets me, do you guys, I heard about the guy who's betting on his own games, and he's got a lifetime ban from the league. I forget who he is. He just got convicted.
Oh, yeah? What is he, a coach, player?
No, man. He just came to the league, and this guy was actually betting on games, bro.
Oh, wow.
That's old news. They were doing, like, guys been doing that since, you know, like,
no,
guys
I know
in college.
What I know what you're saying, but
cash, man.
Like, are you going to be that stupid in today's time, not know that's a setup, man? You know what I mean? Like, how much money could he have made in the NBA opposed to him trying to run this scam? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he didn't get the script where he got to play long enough to make that money.
Mm.
So he took it into his own hands.
But you could ride the bench and still make, you know, $2-3 million. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, but you could also make $50-100 million if you're one of the better players who gets to flop around.
Gets to flop around.
Oh, look at soccer. Look at this.
Oh, man. Soccer's crazy, bro. They, oh, man.
Like, those guys need to be scolded, right? You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's still skill, though, you know? Soccer's still hard skill.
They made a mockery of soccer now. You know what I'm saying? They made a mockery of it, man.
You was a soccer player. Was it more,
said,
is more physical?
It's way more physical.
Yeah. Guilty was a hard soccer player, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, cleats up.
I had cleats up for sure.
Cleats up.
For sure.
Oh, man.
I took my fair share, too.
Yeah.
Shin guards necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't leave home without them.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, just thinking about, like, you know how people talk about the, you know, the COVID age, right? It's like an age now, you know, the COVID era, you know. And
right, that's 4 years ago.
And all of the children that were born in that time and like, how they were affected by, like, not having contact with children and building with their peers and the whole mask on the face, right? And it just, how it's,
psychologically,
right? Like, it deletes the purpose of the social aspect of, like, you know, hanging out, getting to know
socializing,
that's the word I'm looking for, sure. Right? And everything being online and being attached to the iPads, you know, and all of these things, man, it's getting people used to instant gratification, right? Ding, 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 just hitting those dopamines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, activating those, the neurons, you know, and the brain control, the mind control. I mean, it's intense, right? Mind control doesn't have to be like, yo, I got you under hypnosis, even though I got you under hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be like right in your face like
that.
It
doesn't have to be told, right?
Yeah, man, you know.
And it's game scary. Is sold, not told.
Right? It's scary, right? So, yeah, man. There's
one.
So what about this? I mean, think about the wars too, man. You know, the wars that have been going on in the war between the East right now. How heavy that got this year.
Yeah, they got a ceasefire right now, supposedly, but, you know, we'll see what happens in that whole region over there.
Yeah, man.
You know, a new, an old word actually came up for me this week. It's more of a comedy war, but it's still a war. You want to hear about it? Just to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Let's go.
It's funny, brothers. Let's not get upset, dude. I'm going to say this because, you know, we're brothers, okay? And sisters, too. But I have some brothers, you know. I'm not a darker-skinned brother, but I'm considered a dark-skinned brother. Oh. Right? And I got some light-skinned brothers out there. You know who you are. You're listening, brother. I know you're listening. And we had some, you know, chats and conversations this week. And, you know, my brothers were really acting light-skinned. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad way, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, they were a little sensitive to some things because, you know, we like to call them light skin, right? You know, sort of like the Kendrick and the Drake thing, you know? Just light skin things, you know what I mean? I just want the light skin brothers to know we love you still, you know what I mean? It's not wrong. You know, you're pretty. You're pretty guys, and you are, you know, you're just as black. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want the war to keep going on. I want them to know that I love them just as much as you love me.
DJ Digital Love in the house, man. Yo, run a tune, bro.
Run a tune.
Run a tune.
Get to know you better this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. Yeah, this Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. Oh, yeah. Christmas, the reggae way.
Style. Me and Bird in a vibe, stole me up in nice sky. 7.6, 2 binds, longer down fries. Sis said them thing only tough in a them mind. Your baba got girl one, the killer's a giant line. Yo, Naji, yo, Naji.
Sika dance, Sikario. The father took on a bitch, Givenchy. So, bitch, your phone, in our mouth, she bomb up. Pad, bitch, pad up like a puppy, lash, she took. Now the club, we sell a pile of coffee done. They can't imagine half of funds. Crazy loud bass, switch off a pump. 17, I'm like a 50. If I do, say we sick, 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 sick.
Drop a brick on a bitch and make back a mill quick.
Check your butt quick, 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 quickly.
Lane been grim full of steel and no building.
Been about post from a page as a kingpin. Big fat pins that I skate and a bim bim.
Brand new whip of the in thing. Chunk at the front round, that's how the engine. Yo.
Sick a dance, sick a real.
Sick.
The fatty took on a bitch, Givenchy. So, bitch, your phone in a mochi, she bomb up. Bad bitch, bad up like a lash it up, now the club, we sell a pile of coffee done.
Coffee done.
They can't imagine how for fun. Friends in our bars, we chow for fun. 17, I'm a clock of 50 cocky too.
Sick, sick, sick.
Yo, it's the sporadic microphone savage and bad habits. Raps I ravage, feel the madness way above the average. I had this gift since I was a little pickney. When cats on the block try to stick me to risky avenue, most avoided it and I ain't mad at you. Sensei in the groove, just a navigator, had a few. Honey dip, that'll do. Gang in every section of the hood, trilateral. Now kids are on Adderall, shooting schools up. I was jumping out the blue bus. Softball tip on my hip, putting crews up. Who bus? Better than blame in a cypher. No one, the shogun of the flow, rhyme writer of the highest caliber, annihilate any challenger. 31 crews lose a day on the calendar. Silence you just to show I'm proving the groove. Catch the spirit and approve when it moves. Throw up the deuce like so, bounce up and down and nod, make the head snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on the beat, weak rappers are frail. So bounce up and down and nod, make the head snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on the beat, weak rappers are frail. I channel my energy, the master of physics. I don't fidget with single digits, scientist the exquisite. Catch a visit from the paranormal, I prepare to warn you. Crate flip off the spaceship, I run upon you and bruise your whack views. Confused, I make certain that the mind's working. Time to find the man behind the curtain. You're searching for serenity, but can it be so obvious? Wishing it was in the politicians and the lobbyists. But no sir, who got the cure? Only Jono. People play my music from Africa to Chicago. I got the model and the blueprint. When the rules bend, I get rid of any rust plot that's a nuisance. You can save your 2 cents and pass out of Benji's. The whack guys offend me cause they trendy and they envy everything the real ones seem to do naturally. Ain't no coming after me and ain't nobody matching me. So bounce up and down and nod, make the neck snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on a beat, weak rappers are frail. So bounce up and down and nod, make the neck snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on the beat, weak rappers are frail. For real.
Bang, bang, bang that bass and keep the ground shaking.
No, no flows to touch, so
I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck.
I keep your fucking head.
Head nod,
Been around the world once, had your fiance twice. I ain't nothing nice, but every lifestyle got a price. Kiss my mama on the cheek, cause her love was deep, like Keith Sweat. But the deeper the streets get, the deeper the beat gets. And the fatal attraction to boil your pet. Cause everybody wanna have it lavish. Now, Kavassier is my dossier, overnight insight. I write like 600,000 kilobytes, guess I'm on one. European cars, Cuban cigars, rap stars, glass ceilings to the inevitable cap healing for sexual healing. I lack feeling, wrote it for black women like Terry McMillan. Save a prayer for me, I was told no guts, no glory. I shed a tear once in a while too, but a soldier got to do what he got to do. I'm one stock in Fox coughing with Rupert Murdoch. I thought you knew it is what it is.
That's the way.
Why do we do what we do when we do what we must? That's how it is, and how it is kind of up.
It's sad to say, sad to say, but things just ain't.
Why do we do what we do when we do what we love? It is what it is, and how it is kind of up. If the is free, then talk is cheap. Then again, it's probably cheaper to keep her. Back in the days, all a nigga needed was suede Pumas and the beeper. Now they all expecting condos, brigettes, and pet cheetahs. See ya when I see ya. And by then, I know the motive. She bogus. I noticed the jock in the rims on the Lotus. I learned early to trust God when moms was like, wear all that Nike. You need to swoosh yourself, get a job. My occupation be operation. That go more horsepower than Daytona. Cause I'm a rider like Winona. Being nice is advice. They get this naturally, mom. That's like grand verbalizer, not knowing the time. See, my partners commit crime, serving federal bids. Confined to a 6x9, regretting the wrong shit he did. I swear, wishing we were still little kids. But we grown men now, homie. It is what it is.
Nowadays, that's the way.
Why do we do what we do when we do what we must? That's how it is, and how it is kind of fucked up.
It's sad to say, so sad.
But things just ain't. Why do we do what we do when we do what we love? What it is, and how it is, it's kind of fucked up. Hip-hop ain't even fun. In these strange days, rappers is getting done, like Jericho won. Within 2 months, two major artists got slumped. I whisper, God rest the dead, let the blog punk bump. Kept the partner fade since about 11th grade, rocking down the Karen shades. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, but I'm afraid I do. Trying to organize a team, willing to empty magazines. The Supreme Fiends for cream. We need G. Us, like Mary Magdalene and born again Christians. Ain't a politician cause already got your vote. True, I want your money but I ain't a preacher, no. Low, I don't even love it though. But if you don't work, you don't eat. So I want all I can get before I go. I love what money can get. It's elementary, evidently. The custom convertible Bentley tent. It is what it is. Why do we do what we do when we do what we must? That's how it is, and how it is kind of fucked up.
It's sad to say, it's sad to say,
but things just ain't. Why do we do what we do when we do what we love? It is what it is, and how it is kind of fucked up.
Nowadays, oh, that's the way.
That's the way. Why do we do what we do when we do what we must? That's how it is, and how it is kind of fucked up.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Peace, y'all. It's Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams.
And G-U-L-T-Y, Black, Brothers Luminary and Other Conscious, GB.
And we got DJ Digital.